Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Perek Nuntes 59. Lamanatseach al tashches leDavid michtam. We spoke about what a michtam was a few prakim ago. Bishloach Shaul vayishmeruas habayis lahamiso. When Shaul sent officers to guard David's house in order to kill him, the inspiration for this mizmor could not be clearer. The episode that is referenced is the beginning of the challenging chapter in David's life when Shaul's true intent. Intentions and designs on David's life were confirmed. There had been suspicion, as David had played music for Shaul and had been a lead soldier in his army. He was very popular. However, it seems that his success and popularity was a trigger for Shaul. When David returned from war, after protecting the lives and interests of Bnei Israel, the women would be singing about him, as it says in Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yud Ches, Hikash Shaul ba'alafah v'David b'rivavosav. Shaul struck thousands, but David struck tens of thousands, indicating that David was more successful than him. Shaul's jealousy was aroused, and he was sure that David was intent on killing him so that he can take his throne. Now, parenthetically, David had actually been anointed at this point, but there was no outward intention to forcibly take the throne from Shaul, and it's doubtful whether or not Shaul even knew that David was anointed. In general, the possibility existed that there would be a peaceful transfer of power when the time was right. Shaul perhaps could have remained within David's court. In any case, David ends up marrying Michal, Shaul's daughter, and continues to serve Shaul. While playing music for Shaul, he throws a spear towards David. Officially, it was an accident, but it landed extremely close to David. At this point, the jig was up, and David realized that he was in danger. After he leaves the palace, Shaul sends his officers to David's home to take him into custody in order to kill him. They wait outside his house all night, and Michal, understanding full well the danger that he was in, insists that he leave immediately. She lowered him down through a window. Michal then placed a mannequin of some sort in his bed, which tricked the soldiers into thinking it was David, thus buying David some time to escape. So our Mizmar was composed as a result of this episode, as described in Sefer Shmuel, Perek Chaf. Lamanatzeach al tashches leDavid michtam bishloach Shaul v'yishmeruas habayis lahamiso. So in Psukim Beis through Hey 2-5, David describes those that are waiting for him and pleads to Hashem to save him from these people. Because he's innocent. He did nothing to Shaul or his men to deserve to be hunted down. Kihine arvu l'nafshi yaguru alai azim. Lo pish'i v'lo chatasi Hashem. They are laying in wait for my soul. They're plotting against me. But it's not because of anything that I did. There's no sin or transgression, Hashem. In Pasuk Vav 6, David seems to shift gear somewhat. And instead of speaking about the help he needs to ward off Shaul's men, he speaks sort of globally about the nations. In Pasuk Vav, Va'ata Hashem Elokim Tzevakos Elokei Yisrael, Hakitza Lifkod Kol Hagoyim, Al Tachom Kol Bogdei Aven Sela. And you, Hashem, God of legions, God of Israel, arouse yourself to remember all of the nations. Do not favor any evil traitors. So what is David referring to? This seems to be another example, says the Malbim, of David's concern for his people. He knows that he will be on the run and therefore cannot really engage in battles with the enemies as he once did. The Plishtim were a formidable force, and David was at the forefront of these wars. But if he's on the run, he really can't be of much use. Although, as we have seen in our past prakim, he actually does defend Bnei Israel from enemies even while on the run. That's in a future time. Remember, as we said, these Mizmorim represent events, but they do not represent them in a chronological order. But in any case, so David is praying for his own life, and while he is otherwise occupied and cannot lead any military actions, he therefore asks for Hashem to take an active role as the ultimate general, for Hashem to spare Bnei Israel from the assaults of the enemies. And in the Malbim's words, he says, Shehu yehiyeh atah sar tzava Yisrael v'yilachem milchamoseihem. Now Hashem should be the general and help Bnei Israel fight their wars. Hence the words, v'zeshe kasuv v'atah Hashem Elokim tzivakos. You, God, the God of legions, Hashem Tzevakos, implying the God that helps Klal Yisrael wage wars. On another level, as we have seen multiple times, David is speaking about the future enemies of Klal Yisrael. He's looking into the future, maybe speaking about any generation that would have trying wars and challenges. Hashem dispensed justice to the nations that want to harm us. As we have said many times, when David speaks of his own challenges, he has in mind the challenges throughout the ages. And I think to understand this on a more practical level, think back to an experience that you've ever had that brought back memories, like the smell of cinnamon on a street corner that brings us back to our grandmother's cinnamon buns, or an old tune that brings us back to our childhood, or more intense experiences, seeing emergency vehicles which can trigger a past trauma. Suddenly other memories come to mind, some with utter clarity, some a bit hazy. Some of the stimuli evoke positive feelings, others evoke stressful ones because of the past experiences that we may have had. Our experiences really can trigger a memory, and it brings like a stream of consciousness about the past experiences that we've had. With David, perhaps we can say similarly, Lahavdil, that, but differently, because his experiences don't just bring him back in time, but they bring him forward in time, as he prophesied about the future situations that Bnei Yisrael will be in. Some happy times and not so happy times. So while he's praying to Hashem for his own salvation from the officers that are about to pounce on him, he uses this as a springboard to look into the future and pray for us, for Klal Yisrael, that we should be spared from the designs of our enemies. In Pasuk Zion, David returns to his present situation, but again, it can be present and future. Anytime us will be confronted with enemies that resemble the following. Yeshuvu la'arev yehamu ka'kalev visovavu ir. Those that came to take David, they came at night. They wander like a dog roaming the city. And pasuk ches, hinei yabiyun befihin charavos besifsoseihem kimishomea. They spew with their mouths, swords on their lips, since they think no one hears them. They speak hateful and dangerous words about David. They speak as if God doesn't hear them. And David speaks directly to Hashem in Pasuk 9, Tes, Va'ata Hashem tischak lamo, til ag l'chol hagoyim. Hashem, mock these evil people like you mock the nations that have no fear of God. And the Mizmar continues with David asking Hashem to exact justice so that the world will see that our God is a God of justice. David ends the parak with the promise that he will sing at his own salvation. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Va'ani Ashir Uzecha Va'aranein LaBoker Chastecha, Ki Hayisa Misgavli Umanos B'Yom Tzarli. I will sing of your might, Hashem, and will rejoice at dawn in your kindness, because you were my protection and a refuge for me on the day of my distress. Uzi Elecha Azameira Ki Elokim Misgabi Elokei Chasti. I sing to you, Hashem, about my power that you have given me, because Hashem is my stronghold, my protection, the God of my kindness. Any success that I have when my predicament has changed, I know that it was due to Hashem's watchful eye over me. David had told us about the fear that he had when his pursuers surrounded his house at night. Yashuvu la'erev. And he ends with the belief that he will sing in the morning about Hashem's kindness. Va'aranein la'boker chastecha. The night, erev, is a time when we cannot discern what is in front of us. The night signifies confusion and doubt where we cannot make distinctions. Erev, from the word irbuvia, when things are mixed up and confusing. We don't have good answers and it seems impossible to go on. Boker, morning, on the other hand, is when we are able to make distinctions. Levaker means, so sharing the same root as boker, means to investigate, to make distinctions. Hence, David sings of the boker, the morning, when confusion is replaced with clarity, when doubt and fear is replaced with relief and security. The Medrash in Shemos Rabbah uses the words in our parak to draw comparisons between other instances in our history when our nights have turned into mornings. When the man fell in the morning, it says, Uva boker ha'yisa shichvas hatal. The morning of Matan Torah, as it says, Vayehi bayom hashlishi biyos haboker. And the morning of Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Medrash, Va'ani ashir uzecha. This is what David says in Tehillim. Emasai. B'sha'a she'amdu Yisrael al hayam ve'omrim shira she'ne'emar oz yashir Moshe. I will sing about your strength. When? The time when Bnei Yisrael stood at the sea and sang shira, as it says, oz yashir Moshe. And what did they say? Aziv zimras ka. Hashem is my might and my praise. And the words of David, Va'aranein laboker chastacha, I will sing in the morning of your kindness. The Medrash says this is a reference to Oso boker shehishkafta al machane Mitzrayim sheneemar vayihi ba'ashmeros haboker. In the morning you looked at the Egyptian camp in order to drown them, as it says, vayihi ba'ashmeros haboker. It was in the early morning hours. David wants to praise Hashem about the miracles of the past, about his present miracles, and about the future good tidings of Bnei Yisrael. The ultimate morning will arrive in the time of Mashiach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, our escape from the constraints of Egypt, was a preamble to all the times in our history, personal and collective, when we have been able to escape from the constraints of our predicaments. Whether it was David HaMelech, Klal Yisrael, you, me, we have all had times when fear or doubt has gripped us and we have felt constrained. May we all say the words with as much conviction as David, Ani Ashir Uzecha Va'aranein Laboker Chastecha. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmos Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.